contract remedies. So what are the remedies? Damages. So in a breach of contract, it entitles the non-breaching party to sue for money damages, which are designed to compensate a party for the loss for the bargain and to place the innocent party in the position they would have been occupied if the contract had been fully performed. So, and here we're talking about compensatory damages, consequential damages, liquidated damages, and punitive damages. We've discussed a few of those before. You can easily look in your book or Google what these mean. You know, compensatory simply means that to compensate that person, to put them in as good a position as if the contract was performed. Other remedies is rescission, restitution, and reformation. Rescission is an action to undo or to terminate a contract, or to turn the contracting parties to the position they occupied prior to the transaction. To rescind a contract, the party must make restitution to each other by returning goods, property, or funds previously conveyed. Another remedy is specific performance. This equitable remedy called for performance of the Promise Act. But there are some things here that to consider, because, you know, here we in the U.S., we work at free will. But compensation to have the work performed may be ordered. Specific performance is not granted unless the party's legal remedy, meaning money damages, is inadequate.